essential for us to proceed with this project. So you really have a very motivated applicant in terms of making sure that this is going to get done quickly and get done right, because QuickCheck's not going to make the investment in the property without it. So,
for the record, that was Mr. Smith.
Yes.
Now, you indicated that there's a possibility that you're going to be, you may have to install sidewalks on Ocean Boulevard, correct?
You asked about any scope I anticipated in Ocean Boulevard, and I mentioned sidewalk among other improvements as a potential, yes.
Okay. Does this site cater at all to walk-in traffic as opposed to vehicular traffic, you know, people coming in from the streets?
I think in this case sidewalks make sense. I mean, there is a residential population to the north, obviously, pedestrian traffic, although probably not anywhere close to the prominent source of our business, but QuickCheck in general is, of course, pedestrian friendly, and there will be some people that want to walk there. So providing pedestrian access to the property, I think, is logical in this case, especially from the north.
When I asked the question before about the noise, I think you answered, and I know I see it on the, I think it's A10, which is at your right hand, that there will be some noise baffling or noise reducing due to the construction or design of the roofing. Do you anticipate, as part of the site plan application, you do noise testing, you do noise level testing at the site, at the property line, which I think is by the state? Is that typical for us?
It's not typical for a site plan. It's really primarily the burden of the architect as a result of the building permit, that they ensure any equipment they provide meets the noise statute. So, no, it's not really applicable to the site plan element. It's more of a building permit issue.
Yes, I will provide you a copy of the easement.
I feel bad. They've asked me to provide a lot of things. This room before to a lot of people. And I've done it. Variances that you currently anticipate are front yard setback variances?
The variances that are outlined in the board professional's letter.
I haven't seen that.
Variances outlined in this letter are front yard setbacks for structures. Potentially outdoor storage in a front yard and an accessory structure in a front yard.
And the outdoor storage is related to the trash enclosure.
This is stating maintenance shed.
Oh, okay, maintenance shed. Okay.
And which is adjacent to the trash.
Yeah. And where is the trash and maintenance shed? If you can use A10, I know it's screened now, but generally in which area?
Using A10A.
A10A, I'm sorry.
No, it would be the north side of the building, but in the foreground behind the 5 evergreen trees towards the right side of the building is the trash.
And what kind of enclosure is that?
It's a masonry enclosure. It's shown as a split-faced block enclosure. It's taller than the actual dumpsters it houses. And in this graphic, and is shown conceptually on the site plan exhibit, we're proposing to screen it with minimum 6-foot evergreen trees.
So that's somewhat adjacent to the Ocean Boulevard side of the property, right?
Correct.
And how are those, how is the dumpster emptied? What type of vehicle is used?
Trash truck pulls in, empties the dumpster similar to any other commercial facility.
Entering from that same westerly side?
Correct.
Where the storage, where the tractor trailer enter, pulls into the storage area. Does it require one of these garbage disposal trucks that has the arms that just pulls on the dumpster and throws it into the back of the truck? Is that how that
Correct.
Works?
There is going to be a site plan portion of this.
Yeah.
No,
okay. And
assuming there's a use variance.
Right. Assuming there's a use variance.
You, knowing that you have the monopole where it is, do you take any special concerns or designs with regard to the positioning of your building on the site? Is your building adequate screenage, or your building adequate landscaping from the monopole or the monopole enclosed area? As I recall, the monopole enclosed area contains a high fenced-in area. From which the monopole lies. So when you design this site, do you take into any special considerations for the monopole? I'm talking about your site, forgetting around the surrounding property, obviously.
I mean, we certainly have to acknowledge it as a designer. No specific codes or specific requirements are coming to mind, but certainly a more thorough analysis would be done prior to the site plan application, but nothing comes to mind.
At the easterly end of the property, or I assume at the southeasterly end of the property, you're going to have some kind of sign illuminated which shows the quick check name and or the whatever gasoline selling's name, is that correct?
Correct.
And what's typical height for that, and where would that be? If you can just roughly point on, is that A7 that you've got in front of you?
A7, it's in the, to the southeast of the most southeastern parking area. Its height hasn't been designed. It's primarily designed based to maximize visibility on the surrounding roadway. We haven't done that analysis yet.
What's typical for the quick checks you've done, or what's within the
range? 15 to 20 feet.
15, 20 feet high, off the ground.
Top height being 15 to
20. Is that got pricing in it, or just the name of the company?
Quick check brand for fuel products being offered and the price.
Give me 1 minute. I have nothing else of this one.
He's finished.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Droffman. Any other members of the board have any questions? Seeing none, are there any members of the audience that have any questions with regard to the testimony that we've heard from Mr. Martell? Ms. Skwalski. Uh-oh. Excuse me if I mispronounced your name.
Kowalewski. I know that the proposed location of the gas station is part on the highest elevation on the East Coast. I think we are probably the highest. I know when it rains, we get a lot of runoff, which usually goes to the lowest part of the land, which is down the highlands. So I was thinking.
Well, just to clarify, you mean surface water on our site preventing it from contaminating groundwater?
Well, being that we're adding a gas station, which is large, so that's what's different versus a regular business, but a lot of the, from cars, from the operation, from fuel, from oil, from being a gas station, will have a lot of contaminants on the ground, whereas if it were on a lower location or flat land, it might be better able to control, but it's on a high hill, which would then go where it wants to, and flood islands and neighboring areas.
What happens to the storm water?
So from that.
It's going into storm drains, which also I think goes into like the Sandy Hook Bay, and then it ends up in local Western areas.
From a surface stormwater management perspective, there are no specific requirements related to a gas station. So in terms of water quality, there is discouragement of intentionally recharging groundwater from a gas station area, which we're not doing, or we're compliant with that recommendation. In terms of what we do to our surface stormwater, we put it through a device that provides oil water separation and 80% TSS removal prior to discharge off the site.
TSS meaning total suspended solids.
Correct.
So it's only
80%
recovered?
Correct.
And is that dependent on the maintenance of that equipment, or is that something that...
Well, that's what the state recognizes that it provides. So a manufacturer can actually say it does 90-95%. The state recognizes it as an 80% TSS.
And in order to maintain that operating capacity, it has to be
maintained.
There's
a certain maintenance program associated mm-hmm. with it, correct?
Thank you.
You stated that there'll be landscape to hide, in my opinion, the hideous look of the gas station. Who will oversee that and ensure?
Quick check.
And you said that evergreens would be used, but I know that they're used mainly for aesthetic reasons, not for pollution. Could trees meant to clean ozone, benzene, carbon dioxide, and cancer-causing agents be used instead? Or is evergreens the only tree that protects will pay for?
We are actually putting in a variety of different types of trees, aren't we, Jeff?
Yeah, the evergreens that I specifically referenced were to shield certain areas of the site. We're agreeable to work with the board on whatever type of landscaping is deemed to be best suited at this property.
And in fact, because we're increasing the amount of green coverage, we're going to be planting more trees than are currently located on the property, correct?
It's an understatement. There's very, very little left vegetation, and we will be providing a significant improvement in terms of on-site vegetation.
And is there a consideration for like invasive species?
Yes.
Plants, because many other towns use landscaping companies, which often bring in just for aesthetic reasons or trees from other lands.
Non-invasive.
More spraying of pesticides and chemicals and things like that.
Non-invasive species will be utilized.
Our area doesn't have that right now. Is this going to be done to resident satisfaction or to quick checks?
To this board and quick checks and any message that's brought to this board that is then received by us as part of the public hearing process for the site plan application.
After mentioning the tanks were registered to the state and knowing that ozone pollution is caused by a mixture of volatile organic compounds found in gasoline vapors like carbon dioxide from car exhaust, most gas pumps today, which I also know, have vapor recovery boots on their nozzles, which limit the release of gas vapors while refueling. But how is it handled when the boots aren't working properly and the odorless hydrocarbon fumes, which contain harmful chemicals like benzene, which can still be released in the air to not affect local residents?
How do you maintain the nozzles?
All the operating equipment is routinely inspected by quick checks. Essentially gas team, which is comprised of their in-house staff, their construction manager, and the contractor, and routine maintenance is performed to ensure the products operate as specified.
When was the last update to the
I don't know.
Is there additives that QuickCheck has for their fuel?
QuickCheck Corporation does not modify the fuel that they purchase prior to dispensing, no.
You mentioned there's a additive that they add that keeps the gases more of a liquid?
It's not an additive, it's a mechanical device, essentially with pressurized device to perform the act of vapor to liquid. It's not an additive.
Is that vapor recovery used while refueling or only at the pumps while they're pumping gas?
That system that I described, that enhanced vapor element, is when it's installed at a site, it's operational all the time, 24/7. It doesn't go on at all.
How far will the pumps be from residents? And I know the residents on, like, I live across on the eastbound side of the highway, but there's also, which would be north, there's residents that are on the other side. How far are the pumps going to be from where people sleep and live?
Closest structure north of the site is approximately 120 feet.
And you were measuring to property on structures on Shatter Lawn?
Yeah, to the structures, correct.
And could you identify a distance to the other side of Route 36, which is the questioner's property?
Approximately 160 feet to the nearest structure to the south, and approximately maybe 100, 110 feet plus or minus the property to the near structure to the north.
So 100, 110 to the closest property, 120 to the closest
structure. From the pump to the closest structure.
And that's the minimum one?
It's an approximation of the minimum, of the closest dimension. It's an approximation
so
of the closest
dimension.
Who would
actually be the closest to the gas? Residents from the north or us from the highway traveling?
As I measure, it's approximately.
No, I mean, who? Not
the north.
Like,
to
where?
The north, I stated it was 100, 110, 120 to the south of the north.
So, do you know how far away then my home would be from?
Don't know where to live, no.
I'm directly across the highway.
Can you identify your home on that map?
Yeah, can you?
Approximately 120 feet from what's identified as A6. You have a house facing 36?
Yes.
Okay, so it's the house facing 36, approximately under the R and the O in Route 36, approximately 120 feet.
To the closest pump.
What you said was 160 feet.
I thought it was
160
feet.
I guess just to clarify for the board, my interpretation of the aerial, originally I did not identify that as a home, which has just been presented that area, and I'm pointing to under the RO is a home. I previously measured to the house to the east of it.
Okay, all right.
What I'm approximating, and this is a rough approximation because I don't have a plan with me that shows both the location of the pumps and the location of the houses on the same plan. So I'm approximating based on Exhibit A6, which shows the existing conditions. So everything I'm stating is an approximation of aerial photo scaled at 60 scale showing existing conditions.
Maybe you should indicate for the record that Is there an island between the east and westbound sides?
Right of way is Route 36, correct.
And that's an 80-foot right of way?
It's a variable width right of way, so I don't have it, but the courtway itself, meaning curb to curb on the road, is approximately 60 feet. So from curb to curb of the road is approximately 60 feet.
That's going to be an 80-foot right of way. You have 10 feet on either side. And you have trees that are going to be planted between any access point between the roadway that could possibly hit. They're going to hit a tree before they hit the tanks, right?
I can't comment on the Long Island reference, but you have to make a 90-degree turn, essentially, to get to the pumps. Sometimes in gas stations, you only have to go 45 degrees, so you can continue at a faster pace. In addition, we have a round of bollards. In addition, there's two columns on either side of the pump, so I don't see that as a, in my opinion, as a tangible threat, quote, for this site.
Is that just for the records? It's flat on the drawing. Heading in the direction on the side of the gas station, that's going uphill, isn't it?
Yeah, traveling in a westerly direction or north on 36, you're going uphill. And you continue to actually rise a little bit in the driveway. Honestly, it's outside my direct area of expertise in terms of that, so I defer that question at this time.
Because we just established I live 120 feet from that first site, but they would end up demolishing current structures, which often also has other issues too, bringing up dust and
there are a lot of requirements.
And noise.
I can't directly answer your question in terms of quantifying or listing noise reduction techniques for the demolition, but what I can say is there are requirements for construction practices. They do include hours, days of week, type of noise, dust controls, control the by the soil conservation district. There are techniques employed as such. Specifically at this phase of the project, at the use, you know, before this board for use variance, those specific items are further down the road and have not been planned out specifically.
And I guess just to make a statement and I'll stop with a question, but I mean, do you know that right now it is very dark, it is very peaceful in that area? We are able to relax, we can view the stars at night. It's priceless to it. How will QuickCheck show they're concerned about residents' quality of life that complete destruction? Because once it's done and it's not going back. Pretty much. There's open space there now. It's
I'll answer in the capacity that I think I'm qualified to, and I think QuickCheck's design techniques will be to limit light, limit noise, smart design techniques in terms of how they site the prominent features on the site, landscaping, etc. Some of the other elements you've discussed that, you know, inappropriate as a site engineer to comment directly on them.
Because my home is directly across, so any canopy or those types of things is still going to, we're still going to see straight on to the gas station.
But we will have, for example, a row of evergreens that will be screening all of the parking lot activities from the property across Route 36, with four lanes of traffic.
Yeah, Teresa, if we are agreeable to working landscape-wise, you know, the residents and the board professionals, it is the intention to screen all the headlights, and it is the intention to have the highest technology in terms of cutoff, which will limit the light to a 0 foot candle light level prior to even getting to the shoulder, near shoulder of Route 36. So it's to the best extent that we can, we will eliminate or limit lighting and try to provide screening. The intention is to fit in, not to be in sharp contrast with the neighboring land uses and the character of the roadway, etc. So we'll employ as many of those design techniques as we can. And not speaking for quick check, but the belief is obviously
and that's,
that would you know, provide an enhancement visually from what is out there today.
And you mentioned cameras. Where are they going to be aimed completely and only on Kerchak property, or will they include highway or residents?
They're focused on Kerchak property.
Focused, but will they still be?
They're not designs. I can't answer you exactly, but they're in general focused on Kerchak property.
So our privacy potentially also could be.
They certainly won't, nor are they designed to acquire any kind of visual record, particularly across 80 feet of Route 36 right-of-way, so that I guarantee you there's not going to be any intrusion in your privacy from our security cameras. They wouldn't function otherwise.
Residents on the other side?
I think we could safely say that the limit would be on
to our property
only.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be, I didn't understand really your question, truthfully. The security monitoring will be limited to just our property as the
all the cameras,
etc.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Any other members of the audience have any questions for Mr. Martel? Seeing none, thank you very much for your testimony.
Thank you.
And we won't be hearing any more witnesses this evening because we don't usually take anybody after 10, so I think probably we're going to have to continue this hearing.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, and unfortunately, we are under certain time constraints and would ask the board's indulgence, if possible, that there could be potentially a special meeting, given the interest in the application and the need that we could just expedite this at all.
How many more witnesses do you have?
Two, our traffic engineer and our professional planner.
And Mr. Draven, do you anticipate any witnesses?
It's possible.
And then the lady will testify.
Yes, you will.
May I ask that we also would be included in the special meeting that these actions
were? Oh, everybody.
Absolutely.
Public,
oh, yeah.
Just
no,
like
no,
this.
Absolutely.
Just like this.
A public meeting.
It would be another meeting, special being only that it isn't a standard regular scheduled one. Any other questions?
You can't adjourn the date, if that's what you mean. Yeah. Yeah.
We had like 3 days' notice of this, so
you should have had greater notice than that.
Well, the notices were sent on the 22nd of November. They're postmarked the 22nd.
Well, with
that's the problem, certified mail, you gotta pick it up.
Right. Well, the only, I mean, in addressing the special meeting issue, you probably couldn't have picked the worst month for getting
I understand that. But
actually, the planning board is canceled next month, so you could take that date. Next week, I mean. But that's a date where I'm certain this room is available.
Well, I don't know what the board's pleasure is. I mean, speaking personally, I went through this. I was at a council meeting last night. You were trying to set a special meeting. I had no nights available the rest of the month, other than the week between Christmas and New Year's. That's the only, and I have two hearings scheduled at 4:30, two of those nights. So, so I had a personal problem, not personal. Most of it's professional. Some of it's personal. I don't think anybody's going to have those people. That's it happened.
And the idea of the special meeting is somehow
I think
it doesn't jive with your the timeline you have on your the work that's going on with the Exxon site and the mitigation there?
Well, this is such an important issue for us in terms of we can't move any further until we have a decision from this board. And there is, Mr. Chairman, you just observed, there's a lot of work we have to do once we get the use variance to then get the agreements with Exxon and do all. So we're going to be a while, but if this board says no, well, then we'll just go away. But, that's why we're looking for an answer so that we can then get to work on the hard stuff.
Right. Well, and there's another issue also. In the coming year, there may be a different composition.
That's true. That's very true, Mr. Chairman. And the last thing concern is, given the interest in the cell tower application, I certainly don't want to have this board burdened with two applications on that night. It seems like they're going to be...
Well, that was going to happen anyway.
Yeah.
It may not... And I get to it because of the nature of the testimony. It's a reorganization night.
Right. Which,
I can't speak to that issue. I mean, oftentimes it's that part's shorter, but there's lots of resolutions there.
Right.
And then the meeting part. And the meeting part would basically be this case. I presume we'd back up the...
And we have six members here tonight, and you need five affirmative votes.
Exactly.
And three people on this board position is up.
One of the members who's not
here. I know it's an imposition, and I understand that. And believe me, I've been doing this for a long, long time, and I don't ask this lightly. But given the importance of what we're doing here, and I think the benefit to the community, I'm asking just a slight indulgence here. I hope.
I'm not going to comment. I'll be honest with you, I don't think that it's workable.
Any members of the board have any comments?
It's more a function of the month or should I hear than it is anything else.
I would just have to check the calendar. It
really does depend on the date. And I don't know whether we have to be able to have a chambers to have this in.
Can you give me 1 second, Mr. Chairman?
And Thursday's no good for you. When are you available?
I can't do without you. I'm not.
Well, then we can't do it.
I'm available in some fashion on the 23rd, which I don't think is a good selection.
Okay. Mr. Kent Smith. Our attorney isn't available. I guess it's sort of moot.
I don't know which date you're thinking of, but the only date I'm available is not a good date.
Would we be carried to the January 6th date?
Yes, you would. Unfortunately, I don't know how this works. He's the second in line, or are they?
Well, I think I can't speak. Maybe Mr. Natale's here. Maybe he knows.
I really think we need to get this done before the end of the year. Because the whole competition is this whole board. Composition could be different.
Well, we can't do without Greg.
What if Greg was sick? What would we do? We would not have a meeting?
Never been sick.
I'm serious. If Greg was...
We'd have to get somebody to replace him. Greg would have someone to come and replace him.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
It's important to the community that we finish this hearing, and I think it's beneficial that we do it before the end of the year, because the composition of this board could really change a lot. Like you said, there's three people up who may or may not bat,
right.
And then people have to take the time to listen to the tape to get up to speed. And
we were going to have that problem with Metro North anyway.
Absolutely.
If it changes, Metro North is going to the people who have been out from the previous one.
Well, I'm not concerned. Metro North has not asked us to accelerate, and these people have. And I would favor getting it done before the end of the year, before the composition of the board changes. Otherwise, they really might have started next year anyway.
Well, there's nothing saying that a special meeting would complete it either. It depends on the testimony and Mr. Drobin's inclinations with regard to, and then it would be two hearings that people have to listen to if there's a change.
That could happen, but he's representing, he's got two witnesses. Mr. Drobin's representing that he doesn't think he made or might not have a witness.
Right.
So if it's all possible to get it done before the end of the year, I would be doing that.
So when's this room available?
The only one I'm certain of is that the planning board meeting here next Thursday that has been canceled.
But Greg still can't come to that.
Greg can't come.
That's the 9th.
Is that true? Am I? The planning board is canceled for.
I could do the 9th, actually. I have a hearing at 4:30, which will probably take a couple hours, and I could then race here. I mean,
uh-oh.
I cannot be here
on the 8th. Oh, good. Well, you can send somebody else too.
Send somebody else to an objector.
What's the deal with that?
I make the motion that we have a special meeting on the 9th of December.
Well, typically, we try to accommodate.
I've got if the only time we're available is the 9th, and that's going to happen.
Well, the 9th's okay now. Well, Mr. Drobin is not available.
Well, I just found out my planner's not available, so.
Oh.
My planner's not available?
Okay. He's a critical element. Chief, pardon me.
Well, look, I appreciate this. I really do. I really, really appreciate this. But given the logistics of what I'm hearing, then we're going to have to just stick with the 6th, and that's the date. And I appreciate everything that this board is doing, and I do. But it just seems like the logistics are impossible this time of year, and that's understandable. So, you know, we'll carry the January 6th.
Right. And with regard to...
it's just impossible to get everybody together.
Can we do that first?
Finish this one. Yeah, I would recommend you finish this one.
I think that I'm hearing that maybe what we should do is put you on first. That
okay. Yeah. That would be great, Mr. Chairman. I greatly appreciate that.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Thank you very much. And then
okay. Could I have a motion from someone on the board with regard to moving this case?
I'll make a motion to put him out for January.
Thank you, Bruce.
I'll
second. Second by Jim.
First
she's the most important
hearing.
Civil
yes.
Right.
Okay. We have a motion on the table to carry this application until the 6th of January, and it will be heard first that evening.
And no further notice will be required.
And no further notice is required. Roll call.
Mr. Box?
Yes.
Mr. Anthony?
Yes.
Mr. Gallagher?
Yes.
Yes. Mr.
Tierney?
Yes.
Mr. Kintosh?
Yes.
Yes.
What we have just done is carry this meeting until our January 6th meeting. That's a busy evening for us. There's a reorganization first, the appointment of new members and swearing in and resolutions of the board, but then this case will be the first heard right after that proceeding that evening. No further notice will be sent.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman, members of the board.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank
next you. Item.
We usually keep them here. Yeah, I'm sort of waiting for the noise to subside. If you would have your conversations outside, we have further business. Okay, next item on the agenda is a review of the 2010 Zoning Board Annual Report. It was in your packet and here on the board this evening. It looks like a very slender document.
No meeting.
The purpose of this is not only to outline the cases and the decisions made by the board in the 2010, but it's also an opportunity for the board to offer recommendations for modifications to the zoning ordinance that we find that we're tripping up against and things like that. I don't see any. I would just forward this on to the council, which is our requirement, unless anyone else has any recommendations or suggestions.
Question. Is the one that, did everyone get two formats of these or just one? The first one I got, I made request for changes and Carolyn changed it. I have the old one and the new one. I'm just wondering if everybody else has just the new one.
How do you tell?
I'll tell you the way
two.
To tell.
The
easiest way to tell is under the Sandowski, okay, because this first page, the middle one, the second line reads variances period after beginning the hearing. Is that what everybody has?
Yes.
Yeah.
After beginning the hearing, here.
Is that
what it says?
No,
he has a different one.
See, that's what I was concerned about.
So that was when it was in your packet, and then he got it and changed it. So this
I made suggested changes to add some wording.
Well, we should read those into the record.
And this is the one. When did I get this? Carolyn sent me this on the 24th, which was after the packets went out. I can tell you where the changes are if you want to know where they are. They're not big.
Let's do that.
They're not big.
Are they substantive? The one I'm reading is it's dismissed without prejudice. Is the conclusion still dismissed without prejudice?
Which one?
No, it was withdrawn. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah,
you're talking about Sandowski?
No. I asked to add words to basically clean it up. There's three changes. Let me just tell you what they are. They're simple.
All right, let me ask you this. One of them has Carolyn's initials on it, and one of it doesn't. Which one should
does not. The new one does not.
All right, so if you're looking one that says CW, you're looking at the wrong one.
That's the old one.
I'm looking at the wrong one.
The new one I have, I don't know why I'm the only one who has it. But
I have it too.
I have one without it. The new one I have has no twin lights at the top.
None of us have that.
Okay.
Yeah, there's one on the table this evening. That was what we're looking at. Everyone should have the robot one on the table.
It has it on ours.
See, the ones that I got was
I have it.
After the beginning was on one, and then the application was drawn on the other, on Sandowski.
So okay.
Yes.
Okay,
that's
the one
without
an issue.
The changes were on Sandowski. I said after I wanted something in the record. Remember that case was heard once before and withdrawn. So it said it was withdrawn. I wanted to say after beginning here. I wanted to anybody read this. We actually heard part of this case again. So I thought that should be it. So it was. It's after beginning the hearing. Then in the Parsons matter, in the middle of it.
Excuse me. Art, you said there was something about dismissing without prejudice?
The conclusion of Sandowski is that.
That's fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the bold face. The bold face is fine. Then in the Parsons one, in the middle of the paragraph, it says bulk variances for pre existing conditions. I just want to say we're granted. Words missing.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay.
Okay. And the other thing, I just had Carolyn add information on Metro. Originally, it just said pending, and then I said I think we should put what it's for and what the status was. And she added those two lines about the application for increase about 50 feet height, the existing monopole and storage property, the hearings on this application, but have not been. It's not very good English. It should be the hearings began on this application, but have not concluded. And then she did on the quick check, she put what it was for. So it was it substantive changes? I would say no, but it was more information. Well, some people don't.
No, I haven't.
They do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, somebody want to offer this?
I'll offer it.
Second.
Thank you, Bruce. Second, Emery. And this is the resolution to forward the Zoning Board annual report onto the Borough Council. Roll call.
Mr. Fox?
Yes.
Mr. Anthony?
Yes.
Yes.
Ms. Tierney?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
And Mr. Moore?
Yes. Okay, next item on the agenda is approval of minutes November 4th, 2010.
Second.
Mr. Fox and Emery offered and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Are there any abstentions?
Yes,
no abstentions. Art Gallagher is abstaining. Somebody want to offer a motion to adjourn?
I'll offer.
Bruce, thank you. Seconded?
I'll second.
Mr. Fox?
Someone.
All in favor?
Aye.
Everybody have a good holiday?
Yes.
Go.
Done.